Welcome back to The Morning Shave. I'm your primary host, Daniel Jofus Reinard, and I have with me, go ahead,
Amanda Reinard.
How about that? As it turns out, the show's not that good when I'm by myself, so I've brought her back.
Sorry.
I'm not.
Aw.
The show is a little looser when it's just me, but, you know.
Somebody has to keep them on track, focused.
Yeah. Well, we've seen how that's gone.
Very well.
So we've been gone for a very, very long time.
We've been dealing with a lot of life issues.
The last time, when I signed off last time, I said it was, I remember it, because we were going to a Moms Demand Action meetup at the park.
Yep.
And I told all our listeners, hey, be ready for a special extra episode. And instead what I did was took like 5 months off the show.
Yeah. But in our defense, we were at the park for our Moms Demand Action meeting. And there was a guy practicing, is it the javelin? What was it?
Oh, yeah.
It, like right by our kids. And we asked him very politely, like, do you mind moving over?
He threw a full-on bitch fit.
He did. It's a very, very big park, but he had to be right where we were, right by our kids. So one of us had to be at the meeting, one of us had to be by the kids that were there. So we didn't get to record, we didn't get to interview people because this guy didn't want to move, which I understand. Parks are a public space, but this area where we were is usually the space for rallies and prom pictures.
Yeah.
So...
Not the goddamn javelin.
No, there's...
And these kids, too. Like, these kids were, like, mid-elementary school.
Yeah, they could've.
What the fuck, kid? They shouldn't be playing with sharp anythings.
Well, I mean, speak for yourself. No, I'm just kidding. You were a Cub Scout. You had, like, sharp knives and stuff, so...
I had a Whitland chip.
So what's the
difference? Called
a
Whitland chip. I still have it in my pocket, actually.
I had a bow and arrow. My dad was teaching me how to shoot a deer.
What are you, fucking Katniss?
Katniss Everdeen. Hey, did you ever read that series?
Fuck no. I'm an adult.
It's such a good series.
I'm a man.
He also hasn't read Harry Potter, so berate him. Go after him.
You can tweet at me.
I also need to learn how to use Twitter. I heard that would probably help me get more people to join Moms Demand Action. A student liaison was teaching me that last night. Still don't understand Twitter.
Yeah, well, if you master that, you can have the presidency.
I'm for it. No, actually, I'm not. I don't want to deal with
it. There you go. Tweeted Amanda Reinard once she gets up.
I don't have a handle, which I heard. I figured out that's what it's called, a Twitter handle.
I got two handles, a lefty and a righty.
Your love handles are going away.
Thank you. Why?
Because we have started the Ketotarian diet. Not diet, just trying to just be...
Lifestyle shift.
Lifestyle shift, yeah. We did not follow that this weekend. We were camping in Asheville, and it was cold. We didn't want to actually take our gloves off to chop anything up or cook anything.
Yeah, so what did we do instead? Oatmeal.
Oatmeal.
And beer. I had some beers.
Yeah.
Not too many.
I wasn't feeling it. I was feeling tea. It was cold. Yeah. Anyway, I'm doing a terrible job keeping us on track.
Doesn't matter. This is for sure going to be a shotgun episode where we just talk about a ton of different shit. It's been away for a really, really long time, there's too many things to talk about, yeah, so we're going to be all over the place.
Let me go first. Moms Demand Action. It is a nonpartisan group, so Republican, Democrat, Independent, whatever you identify as. I think it's a group that...
Nader Party? Is he still alive?
I don't know.
Okay, anyway.
His son is. Look into it. It's about common gun sense laws. The one that we focus on in West Virginia is the Be Smart campaign. So I highly encourage people to get involved. You don't have to be a mom. You just have to be somebody that is caring of your fellow...
We're humans here.
Fellow human.
Yeah, specifically the children.
Yeah, mostly focus on the kids.
Yeah. I tell you what, it would be a positive thing if we stopped killing children.
Yeah. So the Be Smart campaign... It's an acronym. So SMART, secure all your guns in your home and vehicles. M, model responsible behavior around guns. A, ask about the presence of unsecured guns in others' homes, which is great talking point. So we always ask people about, like, do you have a pool? Does your child have a nut allergy? You should also say, hey, do you have guns? Are they locked away? R, recognize the risks of teen suicide. And T, tell your peers about be smart. So it's all about having the conversation about guns and gun safety. That is our main focus in West Virginia. Again, it's called the Be Smart campaign.
Now, you sound like a real anti-Second Amendment gun-hating hag.
Hag?
No, just gun-hating hag. It's two different things.
Oh, okay.
Not just a general hag.
Well, thank you.
Are you guys gun grabbers?
I've been with for 8 years.
Yeah. Are you guys gun grabbers?
No. I don't own guns. My husband owns guns.
That would be me.
I grew up shooting...
If you're new to the show, that's me.
I grew up shooting guns in my backyard. But the biggest thing was I was always taught safety. A little bit of a hillbilly, but I like venison.
Cool.
Shut up. So it's just... I grew up thinking most people had their guns locked up and then the ammo locked up separately. That's not the case for a majority of the homes in America. And it's something I become very passionate about. When I was living in Key West, unfortunately, there was a young 10-year-old boy that was airlifted out of Key West and he was struck in the heart by a BB gun. Something so, like, that was part of what I grew up with. It was like, yeah, we have BB guns, but... The kids got into it without their parents knowing and were horsing around, and he was airlifted out, and unfortunately, he died. Yep. And that was a close-knit community. It hit us all very hard and really just made me rethink our culture and the safety practices of gun ownership. So I got involved.
So you're a left-wing feminazi. You and you're totally against all things gun.
No. Were you listening? I have guns. I shot guns.
Do you have weapons in your house right now?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, so do I. So, but is it possible for you and I to still live under the same roof?
Yeah,
of course. Because we're not coming for guns. I am also a member of Moms Demand Action, a proud member.
He's not a mom.
Yeah, I wear my T-shirt though in the gym. And when people ask me, like...
I still don't have a T-shirt.
Hey, bro, what's your deal? Why are you so anti-gun? I say, listen, man, it's leg day. I'm working on these guns. Oh, you were talking about my shirt. And then we talk about weapon safety in the home.
Yeah, so it's really just trying to get the conversation going, meeting each other in the middle, and really just seeing the person as a human. Like, we all want the same thing, but we're going about it in different ways. But in order to make our world safe, make our children have a brighter future, we need to talk to each other.
Yeah. Should we get this show going?
Yes, please.
Okay. So, like I said, this is going to be a shotgun show because we got a whole bunch of different things to talk about. I am not going to forget I'm gonna dance with the girl that brought me. That I brought.
Yeah.
We came together.
Together, yeah.
Dance with the girl you brung?
Not on that patriarchy stuff. Maybe I brought you.
Maybe it was a mutual agreement to meet at the dance. Anyhow, into this week's gimmick, I'm going to take a fine sip of... God damn. That's Evan Williams bourbon. And it is so good.
No.
It doesn't matter what time we're recording this episode at on a Tuesday. It doesn't matter.
It's 11 a.m.
Is it that late? Maybe this is or isn't my second glass.
Yeah, it's 11 a.m.
I got to loosen up before the show. You got to stretch.
Yeah.
But my wife is drinking something a little bit different. Would you like to share?
What am I drinking? You bought it. I'm drinking a Merlot. It's from California. 2016.
Tell everybody what the brand is.
You can tell everybody what the brand is.
It's
Ménage à Trois.
Yeah, I don't do Spanish, but it looks like Ménage à Trois.
Trois. Oh, sorry to our cultured friends.
Oh, I just got a tweet, actually. Somebody just tweeted me, and they said, and this might be edited from later, it's French, and it's actually Ménage à Trois. This is a 2016 Merlot. It's a California Merlot. Mm-hmm. So we are doing our part this morning. Mine is Evan Williams. Hers is Ménage à Trois. And we are doing our part this morning by supporting American workers. So cheers, my love.
Cheers.
What do you taste?
Oh, I hate when people do that to me.
You can just tell them it tastes like wine.
It's very rich, kind of lingers on your tongue a bit. Ew, don't stick your tongue out at me. And it does, it tastes like wine. But it's a very bold, I wouldn't say earthy. Not too acidic, doesn't hurt my teeth, which that's
good.
That's key. Very sensitive teeth. But yeah, I like it. It's a nice drinking wine. Anyway, next bullet point. We're trying to stick to our bullet points.
So there's a few things that I really enjoy doing, like as like semi-hobbies. And one of my favorite semi-hobbies is
buying a lot of stuff and then storing it in the closet and then forgetting that you have it.
Goddamn, you were brought here as a guest in my own studio.
Like the studio equipment.
And you were shitting all over the host. Usually you got to pay extra for that.
Ew, stop.
Just kidding. Sorry, Cleveland. So anyway, one of my favorite things, though, to do is to observe the world and identify people that are totally and utterly full of shit. So
like,
there's this...
Like his wife.
No, you're wonderful. So there is this fantastic book. I might have talked about it in last season. So how about that, too? When you take a five-month break, you get to call it... you get to break down your show by seasons. So welcome to season 2, episode 1.
We're not good at counting.
Yeah. I can't remember what happens at the beginning. It's 1. Anyway, so there's this book that I might have talked about last season. It's called Spy the Lie. It was written by Philip Houston, Michael Floyd, and Susan Carcinero. And these guys were all former CIA officers, and the book is just about recognizing deceptive behavior. So it's kind of fun to read through this and like think about conversations or interviews on television that you've seen in the past and then apply some of these lessons that you learn in this book. Mm-hmm. Highly, highly, highly recommend going on Amazon and picking it up.
Or anywhere. Barnes & Noble.
Local. Support your locals.
Yeah. Maybe not Amazon. Although they did just give their employees a pay increase. Woohoo. But no, it's a quick read. It's a great read, and you really will replay the conversations through your head. Sorry about those that have anxiety and are constantly replaying conversations through their head. But it will give you a good insight as to where people are coming from, if they're full of
dookie,
or if they're sincere. So I recommend it. I've enjoyed it. You can never watch a political argument the same after reading this.
Yeah. So I also apologize to all of my listeners that are completely full of shit because this is, the jig is up. Or to anybody, not maybe if you're not even full of shit, but like you just lie because you're human. Oh, so that would be all of us. But there's...
Sometimes you have to tell your toddler a white lie in order to get them to poop on the potty.
Still working on that one from last season.
Some things carry over in the seasons.
All right. So anyhow, so from chapter 5, What Deception Sounds Like, Ernest Hemingway, it opens with a quote, when people talk, listen completely. Most people never listen. That's Ernest Hemingway. God rest his soul.
What'd you say?
I was saying
no, okay.
Pete Sampras came out and wrote, no, I'm just kidding. So anyhow, so there's this whole chapter on what deception sounds like, and it's all these different things that we hear these every single day over and over and over again. You know, people invoke religion, or they use a referral statement, or they use what the writers of this book like to call a perception qualifier. So see if any of this sounds familiar. So qualifiers, there are two types of qualifiers that are potential indicators. So you have exclusion qualifiers and perception qualifiers.
Exclusion and perception.
So if you ask somebody a question and they respond with, not really, blah, 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 or fundamentally, I believe, blah, 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 or for the most part, or usually, probably,
basically.
Possibly, basically, that means that they don't want to tie themselves to what they're saying. So
they're not committed.
They're not committed to it, right. And then the perception is also, frankly, to tell you the truth, honestly, to be perfectly honest, candidly, truthfully, this is one of those things where they're trying to sell you more on those, like, those key words, right? Like, oh, well, he said frankly, or oh, he said honestly. Mm-hmm. It's really just kind of it's a deception, right? So they're trying to get you to look left when they're actually talking to the right. This is one of those things that you hear a whole hell of a lot on television, especially on the Sunday shows. I would encourage all of you to watch the Sunday shows and see if you've ever heard any of those things.
Or maybe just spend time with your family.
Yeah, yeah, family's the worst.
You'll feel a lot less heartache.
Yeah. Was that a dig at family?
No.
Most of our listeners are family.
No, I said, or spend time with your family, you'll feel a lot less heartache. Because the Sunday shows just make me want to go get a box of donuts.
Oh, I thought you meant apply those lessons to when you're listening to your family.
No.
Oh, boy. We better move on. Anyway, get a hold of that book. Can we talk about Brett Kavanaugh? Bert O. Kavanaugh? Was that what his name was?
Bart.
It was Bart O. Kavanaugh.
I thought it was Bart O. Kavan.
It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, it was the...
Boofing extraordinaire.
I don't like him. I don't like talking about him. Again, it just makes your heart hurt and your stomach get into knots. Yeah.
What is there to say that he hasn't already said? He openly lied, and not just about the sexual assault, not only of Dr. Ford, but of two other women that were all credible. He would lie about small things. In my experience, when people lie about small things, they're comfortable lying about small things. What is boofing? Devil's Triangle? Mm-hmm. Things that are easily proven false. When someone will lie about that, they will lie about the big things, such as sexually assaulting someone or, at the very least, having a drinking problem. Mm-hmm.
Which if you have a drinking problem, you should not minimize that.
Not at all.
You should definitely seek out help. It's just hard. It's hard to talk about. I know it's a lot. It's a trigger for a lot of people, a lot of friends and families and coworkers I know that have gone through either sexual assault, sexual harassment, sadly sexual violence and rape. It's just been a rough couple weeks. Hard to see him in the position of power that he was given. It's just hard, man.
You know, excuse me, one of the things that really pissed me off during the confirmation hearings was that all this pressure was applied to Senator Murkowski and Senator from Maine, what's her name?
Susan
Collins, because they were female. If I was tracking properly, all this extra pressure was put on them. Now, granted, they are relatively moderate Republicans, mm-hmm. so I reckon that's where a lot of the pressure came from. But so much emphasis was put on where they would land, what they would think. But the first thing that Democrats jumped to was, oh my God, if this guy is if he is confirmed, then that's the end of Roe v. Wade. So what do? We look straight at the women and say, oh my God, you're the only ones that could possibly care about the overturn of Roe v. Wade. Completely disqualifying all the men from standing up. Like, it was like all the men that were Republicans got, and it would have been Democrats too. All men, mm-hmm. all male senators got a pass because they were men and this is a female issue. So even Democrats, in that sense, in that moment, were hypocritical to what, you know, they like to pretend like, the Roe v. Wade argument is something that affects us all, blah, 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 blah. But when the rubber met the road, they looked straight at the women and said, what are you two women going to do about it? While all these men are getting a pass from us because we just know that men aren't going to do the right thing. That was total bullshit. And it should have been the same applied pressure to every single male Republican because
Democrats.
Of course. Now, the Democrats
Senator
voted.
Senator Joe Manchin.
Right. Senator Manchin. I'm not sure I fully agreed with the way that he voted, but I know some people that were far more upset about the way he voted. But that's enough about that fucking guy. So, let us move on.
Okay.
Can we go back to December of 2017? Where were you?
That's really hard. Was I working at Starbucks still? Was I...
Who knows?
I know I was a mom. I know I had a toddler. Oh, okay. So it's 2018 right now. I was a yoga instructor. I wasn't working at
Quick plug, Studio 8.
Yeah, Studio 8. That's where I teach yoga.
Best damn studio in the land.
Oh, you're so sweet.
What are you doing, down dog? What are you doing, Shavasana? What are you, growing a tree in your Warrior 3? Go to Studio 8. It's where you'll find me.
Aw. Hey, look at you rhyming.
I know my stuff.
You're like a poet.
I'm like a fucking Edgar Allan poet.
Aw, I love Edgar Allan Poe.
I went to his grave. Hey, probably since the last time we recorded this.
Maybe.
It's been a long time. Edgar Allan Poe was still alive the last time I recorded a show.
Not true.
No, last December is when we passed a 1.9 trillion dollar tax cut. Now, that would have been real cool if it benefited me, right? I would have been cool with it.
I don't really make money, so I live off of my husband.
Yeah, so do I. So anyhow,
yep.
Secret. Time for some transparency, Dan.
Now I understand the wine that you bought me.
Yeah. So, wow. Your joke, not mine. Leave it in. Anyway, Republicans voted to pass a $1.9 trillion tax cut that largely benefited, and emphasis on largely benefited, the super wealthy and the, as George Carlin would call them, the true owners of this country. That is not the people that are listening to this show. I'm sorry. The true owners. Sorry, Barb. Sorry, Mary. Sorry, Trevor. Sorry. That's almost all the people that listen.
That's everybody.
Sorry, Vincent.
Hi. I still haven't met you, but I'll meet you soon.
Yeah. So my boy George Carlin used to refer to, you know, the true owners of the country. The people, you know, the politicians were just a face piece, and the true owners, the real owners of this country, were in a club, a big fucking club. And guess what? You and me ain't in it.
Do that they have cool tattoos?
No.
Can I be in?
No, they don't. Okay. They have menage a trois. It's 333.
Anyway.
Just ask Brett Kavanaugh.
Okay, and stop.
So anyhow, so funny thing happened. The anti-deficit party, the Republicans, gave themselves their owners a $1.9 trillion tax cut. Cool. That's a lot, but cool. Well, the problem is you can't just pull that money out of your ass, and you can't just print the money like some people thought you could actually do.
I thought that when I was in elementary school, and I remember the conversation very vividly with my father. He explained to me, no, you cannot do that. And I said, well, how about we just go back to trading like furs and gold? And he, again, told me we can't do that.
Yeah. So if you read Bob Woodward's book, which I've done, that was a lesson that was somewhat lost on POTUS, but I respect his, you know, his focus was elsewhere, I reckon, for economics at the...
You know, he was thinking outside the box.
Macro. He was thinking outside the box, so...
So good for him.
So good for him and us, frankly. One of the things that he maybe didn't fully understand is that you can't just print more money to get yourself out of debt. So...
Business is a hard concept. My brother loves to berate me about how I don't know understand business.
I don't either. I would be the worst businessman ever.
I went to college. I never had to take one single business class. That would probably have helped me.
It wouldn't have hurt. Anyhow.
Taxes would have been less confusing.
So, you know, the plan A was print more money. And they came out, you know, Gary Cohen said, no, I'm sorry, we can't do that. And Steve Mnuchin agreed, So it was left to Mitch McConnell to say, well, let me go talk to my buddy Paul Ryan. And they came up with the more obvious and easier answer. Let's just cut welfare, Medicaid, and Medicare. But here's the gag. We'll say that it was the Democrats that forced these cuts. So that's exactly where we are, less than 2 weeks away from the midterm elections. This is the truth. This is not me fucking around or being silly. This is the absolute truth. We gave, let's just call it two. Are we comfortable calling it a $2 trillion tax cut to the super wealthy that did not help the middle class because job creation is still not what it was under the Obama administration? Also true. So what we're going to do instead is cut what Republicans like to call entitlement programs, but what the rest of us like to call the things that keep us the fuck afloat, because our wages haven't increased since the late 70s during Reagan.
A living wage.
A living wage, you know?
Be nice to see that.
Wouldn't be bad. So we had this big tax cut, and I tell you, I'm a middle-class guy. Haven't felt it yet.
If I was single, I would be lower class.
Oh, babe, you're always high class.
No, I mean, it's most of my jobs, either social work, yoga teacher, teacher assistant, or barista at Starbucks. Newsflash, we don't make a lot of money, which is, I mean, it's fine. I was always able to make ends meet when it was just myself. If I had a child like I do now, and if I didn't have my husband, we would be in trouble. We would need those programs. And several of my friends, they are in that boat. They are single moms that are working at McDonald's. They are working at Starbucks. They don't get much sleep. They are trying real hard to make ends meet. They have a side hustle constantly.
Why do you care, though, if it's not you?
Because they're a human. They're my neighbor. Like, I'm going to bring religion into here. Sorry. But
no apologies on this show.
Love thy neighbor as thyself. That has been my religion for a long time. That has been my guiding light. And it's...
That sounds very biblical.
I'm sorry, but that's... I mean, you can go into a church and you can study the Bible, the Quran, whatever you need. But that's really what I needed to study and I needed to hear. And that was my connection to knowing what I need to do in this life. I would really give my neighbor whatever they need.
But what benefit are you getting from it?
Nothing.
That doesn't get you more money? It doesn't get you to the front of the line in heaven?
Here's the thing. I don't need more money. I just said thank you to my husband for buying me a knife. Like, that was like, oh, I love practical gifts. Like, that's... And I'm not trying to... I know I sound pretty snooty right now, and I know I sound holier than thou, and I'm not trying to, but I'm pretty simple when it comes to things. Yep, jewelry's great. Yeah, new technology, iPhone, that's so helpful. But,
oh, God, they're great.
But if it came to a child needing something in their on their plate to eat, I would give it up.
Absolutely.
Sorry, I know I sound so like, oh, look at me. And I'm not trying to. I'm really not.
Well, the good news is it's a liberal podcast. There's and most people that listen to it already.
There's enough for it to go around.
There is. That's the one thing, you know, people ask me, Dan, you know, why are you a Democrat? And the simple answer is because I genuinely give a shit about other people.
And I'm not to say that most Republicans don't. I'm wise enough to know that's not the truth. But the people that have been representing us for the past couple of years on both sides of the aisle, it seems few and far between that they generally care about their fellow.
So, while I can't meet you on both sides of the aisle, I can at the same time. So, I do think that while there was a lot of factors that played into the 2016 presidential upset, a big chunk of it, and I would probably even say that the biggest chunk of it, was that Hillary Clinton was in bed with a lot of shitheads, and she pretended like she wasn't, and people saw through that. You see the candidates today that are making the most waves and that are most exciting to people You know, your Beto O'Rourke's, your Andrew Gillum's, oh gosh, what's her name from Georgia?
Oh, not Deborah. My God, what is her name?
This is what happens when you start drinking at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Really? Okay. I was still teaching
9:30
at the time.
I started at 9:30.
It'll come to us.
I was stretching. Anyhow.
Tweet at us.
The people that are most exciting are the people, the common thread that they have, probably the only common thread that they have, is that they are genuine. They are genuine in their thoughts, and they are genuine in their words. And
Abrams.
Stephanie Abrams.
No, that's the weather person. Is
she running for governor of Georgia? It's cool.
No, it's not.
Stacy. Damn it.
Stephanie is who Dan had a crush on.
Well, that's neither here nor there.
Has or had. Either way. I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it.
Fine. It's all good. Let's have another glass of it. What kind of wine is this?
Stop. Okay, moving to our next bullet point. We know anyway, your time is limited.
No.
Thank you for listening to us.
Yep. No, but for real, the one thing, I do actually have several friends that are Republicans. And I believe...
And we still love them.
We do. I like to call them the good Republicans. I do believe that they deserve better. Because Republicans, writ large, have totally abdicated truth. You've seen in this election cycle, in the midterms coming up, Republicans across the board have made lying and deception. It has been made perfectly okay. And of course, there are exceptions to that. But on the whole, Republicans are not afraid of consequences, and they're coming out and they're generating lies. Yeah, there haven't been consequences for, I don't know, the last 2 years for anybody lying in politics. On the whole, Republicans have completely abdicated truth. They gave themselves a tax cut, and they are trying to gut Obamacare. And then at the same time, they're saying that it's the Democrats that are trying to take away people's health care. And that's just not fucking true. It is the exact opposite of truth. Mm-hmm. It is the black to white. It is the up to the down. It is the tall to the short.
Hot to the cold. We're reading a toddler book of opposites right now.
It is. It's true. No, but I know...
Annabelle does really well with that book.
She does. She's not bad. No, but I have a lot of friends that are Republicans, and they are good. They are genuinely good people, and I believe that they deserve better representation. What is a shame is that the Republican name, the Republican Party's name, has been dragged through the mud, and they are a complete abdication of truth. And they now stand for the worst traits in humanity. And they are giving a pass to people that advocate and allow the worst traits of humans and the worst instincts of humans. And that is not fair to Republicans. And as a reminder, I am not a fucking Republican. I'm not. But I know people that have good hearts that are Republicans. Many listeners of the show are Republicans.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with being a Republican.
Not at all. There is a problem, though, with pretending that up is down. And that is where the party is at. And Republicans deserve better. They just do. So I hope the blue wave comes in and erases all this garbage.
I don't even care if it's the blue wave. I just want something to erase this. Not erase it. To fix it, to correct it, to move forward. Yes, keep this in our history. Keep this alive. Know where we were so we don't repeat it.
I think that's true. Or as John Favreau would say, yeah, I think that's right. So anyway, quick anecdote.
Okay.
I got to share something with you. So I'm a Twitter guy.
Not, like I said, student liaison was teaching me how to use Twitter.
Yeah. So I'm a Twitter guy, and I recently had a pretty cool thing happen. I made some comment, and I don't remember what it was, but I made some comment on an Arnold Schwarzenegger tweet. And his he has a campaign right now where he's...
So it's a tweet? It's not a post?
Yeah, it's a tweet.
Okay.
So he has a campaign right now where he's going to different states that are trying, that have ballot initiatives for the midterm elections in 2018 to, you know, to try to stamp out gerrymandering. Now, gerrymandering obviously is the political process that is, it's basically where politicians pick their voters instead of voters picking their politicians. Because, you know, this is one of those things where Republicans are quick to say, well, you know, both sides do it. That might technically be true, but it is, there are different shades of awful. And the Republicans are really, really, really awful. And you can, if you don't believe me, I would recommend Googling it, check out some of the districts, and then tweet them at me. You know, if you find a Democratic district that, you know, that looks like a salamander around a city or something, tweet it at me. But I'm pretty sure you'll find the vast, vast majority of...
A salamander?
Yeah, that's where gerrymandering came from.
From a salamander?
Oh, you sound like such a woman right now. Anyway.
Like the reptile.
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 Reptilian.
No, isle. The E goes over the L. It makes the I say it.
And the
I say its name. Isle. Reptile.
Reptilian. Anyhow, you're the one with the distraction, not me. So anyhow, Arnold Schwarzenegger has this campaign. He's going around and he's speaking and trying to get people excited about these different ballot initiatives. There's one in Michigan, one in California, one in Colorado. But here's the cool part. I made this snide Twitter comment towards the governor. And sure enough, the next day I had an alert on Twitter and he is now following me. The hard part is now I feel like every time I put out a tweet, it has to live up to Schwarzenegger's standards. And just so you all know, I have such an affinity for Arnold Schwarzenegger. For better or for worse, my dad let me watch Terminator when I was a kid. Like I was a really, really young kid. So he has always been supremely impressive to me. And then as I grew up, I've only been more and more impressed with Arnold Schwarzenegger's past. And also, just as a reminder for all you you redheads out there that are like, oh, he's a homer, he's a Democrat, blah, 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 blah. Arnold Schwarzenegger's a Republican, and I still think he's great because he has a sense and an adherence to decency above all else.
Helping the environment.
Yeah. So anyway, if you're in one of those states listening, please, please, please look closely at your ballot initiatives. Make sure you understand how to vote, because that is something that politicians also like to do, is try to make the votes extremely difficult to understand.
Confusing.
They use a lot of legalese, and they try to trick you into voting the wrong way.
I'm so thankful for Google.
Yeah, or, time for the plug, Vote Save America. This is a product put out by Crooked Media, and they are gaining nothing by it. There is no, they're not sharing your data, they're not getting money for it. I'm sure in some, you know, 2 or 3 degrees removed, they probably are. But the bottom line is, wherever you are, whatever state you are in, whatever county, district, whatever you are, if you go to votesaveamerica.com.
Or vote.org.
Or vote.org, you will be able to put in your address, and it will pull up your ballot, or at least most of your ballot.
I don't know if vote.org does that.
Yeah.
But vote.org helps you know if you're registered, where to go for election day, all that stuff.
Yep, but the guys over at Crooked Media put up this website.
And gals.
Okay, everyone at Crooked Media, it's a collective. Guys.
Those who identify as guys and those who identify as gals.
Well, for now, because that's something else the federal government is pursuing.
Yeah. Okay, sorry.
Anyway, I'll finish my thought. It will walk you through your ballot, and it will explain to you, you know, if you vote for this initiative or against this initiative, this is what you're supporting. And they break it down into layman's terms, which, you know, if you're like me, blue collar Dan, you need those layman's terms. So get over there and make sure that you're good to go. The other dirty ass thing that Republicans are...
Okay, go ahead.
The other dirty ass thing that Republicans are up to, aside from gerrymandering, is the disenfranchisement of voters. Can we discuss this?
Okay, so under Georgia line. Ugh, worst song ever. Or no, is it a band?
It's a band.
Anyway, it's not great. Under Georgia law, what they are doing is legal. So just remind yourself of that. It's legal. But yeah. Because it's legal doesn't make it right. Make it right.
So on a single day last year in 2017, what is it, Brad Kemp?
Kemp.
He is the Secretary of State in the state of Florida, Georgia. You got me doing it. In one single day, he purged voter rolls of 500,000. I didn't misspeak. 500,000 people in Georgia. 107,000 of those were because they didn't use their vote recently enough.
So yes, Steve Carell, if you don't use it, you lose it.
If you don't use it, you lose it. Yeah,
that's from the 40-year-old virgin. And I know, again, a lot of people didn't like that movie. Mainly people that I went to college with because... All right, never mind. I get away from religion we go.
More wine for the lady.
Virginity is sacred. Only give it to your husband.
You know this goes out to everyone. So, anyhow.
Erase that.
This is a really important thing that we're talking about. So Kemp pushed 500,000 people off the voter rolls, 107,000 because they didn't use their vote recently enough. It should not come to surprise you that most, over 70% of the people that were purged from the rolls, they were black. Guess who is running for Georgia against Brian Kemp in Georgia?
Stacey Abrams.
Stacey Abrams, a black woman. This stuff is not by chance. It is bullshit. It is first degree felony bullshit. This is one of the most...
It's not considered felony. It's legal. They created these laws. The Supreme Court ruled, and it's okay. So if you didn't use it, you lose it. If there's an address change that wasn't marked or kept track of, they took you off the list.
A misplaced hyphen,
which me, I have a super long name now.
That's ridiculous.
They would probably purge me. It's the truth.
Yeah. So, and this is not just happening in Georgia, but it's the most blatant place that it is happening. And the guy that is keeping score, the referee, is also, you know, the visiting team's quarterback. So it's the most blatant example, but Republicans are doing this. Listen, man, I know that I sound
partisan,
but I'm not. Everything I've said, spend the time, check it out, double check me, triple check me, verify it, tweet it at me, put it on a fucking billboard. I'm not saying things that aren't true.
Email the articles that you find that count.
Yeah, and I'll correct it. I will absolutely correct anything that I've said that is not accurate.
We've eaten crow before with the whole Roseanne thing. So
yeah.
Forgot
all about that.
Now we see the other side of her.
So I was so pro Roseanne, man. I thought that show was so good, and then she fucked me. but anyway, so you know, this shit is happening. So the only thing I can offer to my listeners is to make sure that you get on vote.org or votesaveamerica.com and verify that you are registered. For a lot of you, it's already too late, and that's the shitty news. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks out, it is too late.
Every state has their own deadline. Not every state has same day voter registration.
Yep.
So just be aware of it. Again, educate yourself. Look into your registration. Look into your local state laws.
Yeah, it's it's a shame too. Like it just. It would seem to me that you would want as many people to vote as possible because you are going to, naturally, you're going to have buy-in from a whole bunch of different backgrounds, and it gives a pure sample of, you know, what ails Americans, and it gives us a clearer agenda on what we need to focus our attention on. So, boy, you would think that people, Republicans and Democrats alike, would want to have a...
Want the popular vote.
Widest... Yeah, you would think they would want the widest voter turnout so that you... So they would know, like, okay, well, what's important to people, actually, not just this handful of people that we selected.
Unfortunately, no. It's... It really does come down to money, and money controls a lot. Greed turns people away from one another.
Can we talk about one more awful thing before we go?
How our dog needs a bath.
Oh, he smells like garbage.
No,
he smells like pig pen looks.
He's a pupper. He went camping with us. He was by the fire. He was running around in the morning dew. He was laying in the mud. Like, this is what dogs do.
Licking what was once his nuts.
Aww.
That caused a bunch. Anyway, so the very last thing that we're going to talk about before we cut this off, there is a caravan of about 7,500 to 8,000 people, marching across Mexico, coming to invade the United States and implement terroristic agendas and, you know, to take all of those great jobs that the Trump administration has provided to white working class Americans. They're coming to take it, and they're coming to rape you and kill you and murder you. Except that none of what I've just said is really all that accurate. There are 7,500 people that are marching, and they do this every year. This isn't fucking new. But it does seem to be excellent timing for Republican fearmongers that want to...
For the midterms.
Yep, for the midterms, that want to, trick and deceive people into thinking that there is this real threat coming and that it's the first time that this is happening. This happens every single year. We talked about it last year and the year before and blah, 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 blah. These people are fleeing... a lot of them are coming from Honduras. They are fleeing because they don't have jobs. Extreme violence is a legitimate concern. Listen, I don't know how long this trek is.
Gang recruitment for young men. If someone is trying to recruit my baby for a gang, I would leave. I would leave in the middle of the night and take him or her or whatever my baby is. I'd take them with me.
And that's exactly what is happening. But that's not what Republicans would have you hear. Instead, what they're hearing is this, you know, this march of terrorists. At one point, they referred to as, you know, Middle Easterners are hiding in the midst of all these Hondurans, which is fucking racist, by the way.
I'm Middle Eastern. To say.
Yeah, I know. And I think you're gorgeous. Special shout out to Middle Eastern women. They are so beautiful. Like, generally, they're just gorgeous. But yeah, so there's this, you know, there's this like October surprise, but in a good way for Republicans, where they have this palpable thing that is coming, and the goddamn mainstream media is taking the bait and probably sealing our fate. I just wrote that before the show for the midterms, because they are covering this. They're covering this total bullshit, humanitarian crisis. Is it a humanitarian crisis? Yeah, but not in the way that it's being covered. They're giving life to this narrative that all these scoundrels and thieves are coming into America to invade, and it's not the fucking reality. The reality is these people are running for their lives. And at one point, the United States was a country that opened their arms and says, we will take care of you. We will protect you. And we have decided slowly and surely over time that it is easier and easier to say out loud, fuck them. We don't want them here. And that's where we're at now. And what this is going to do, every time CNN, you know, puts up a video of a mass of people walking our direction, every time MSNBC covers it, every time, any of the so-called liberal media outlets cover these things, it gives life to a bullshit argument. The reality is Republicans are coming to take away your health care and your Medicare and your Medicaid, and it will happen. It is a fucking guarantee that it will happen if they quote unquote win the 2018 midterms. That is going to happen. That is a surety. How do I know this is a surety? because Mitch McConnell has already, excuse me, Senator McConnell has already assured us that that is what is going to happen if they do well in the midterms. Mm-hmm. They're going to come and take your lifelines away from you, and you only have a couple weeks to do something about it.
Yeah.
That's our show.
Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening. We're back. We're totally back. I'm not going to guarantee that I'm going to the park today to record another show.
The javelin guy might be there again.
The javelin master himself teaching his third grader to, I don't understand why you guys can't throw this thing. Maybe because I'm three. Hmm. Such a weirdo. A lot of fucking weirdos in this world.
He might be totally sane, but very territorial of his park space. Didn't seem sane when we were talking to him.
He wasn't. Don't listen, man. That's one of the...
Hey, I try to give everybody the benefit of the doubt.
Nope. Nobody has earned shit.
Well, no. Of course not. But again, try to listen. Try to reach out. We're all human. Show some love. Show some empathy.
Unless it's someone that's teaching their kids how to use a weapon in a park. All right. That's the show. Thank you for listening. I can't wait to hear your feedback. It's so good to be back. I really am happy to be back. We'll bring it back to center. We've still got lots of stuff to talk about. That didn't even scratch the surface. But until next week or the week after, the next show, welcome to season 2. This has been